This is Katie and Kay Carbondale. You are listening to Geek Speak. In-kind support comes from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected. 948-7992. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, from Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
How's it going, Matt?
Going great.
You had a pretty geeky morning, huh?
Yeah. Just solder fumes and everything.
Don't you love the smell of solder?
Yeah, RA Flux is great.
You know, I don't know what it is, but because, you know, my dad had me like doing sweatshop work when I was 10 years old, and the smell of solder is truly nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
So I sometimes just fire it up and just go in and just inhale some, you know, just to, you know, just to relive.
Just smell the carcinogens. You know. Yeah.
Exactly. Is it bad for you?
Probably.
Like, I'm twitching.
yeah.
So it's the Facebook's 15th birthday today.
Yeah, you're saying that right before the show. So it looks like it's.
But
started.
Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing?
I could go either way on that one.
Yeah?
It depends on what set of glasses you put on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know, the ironic thing is, actually, let's let everybody know our number is 970-963-2976. If you have any geek computer problems, maybe you're having a problem with the geek, then call and let's, you know, vent about it. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, if you're having computer problems, we can help you, try to help you walk through it on the phone and get it fixed. Or if you want to weigh in on Facebook, which is a really hot topic, it's a piece of technology that's probably changed our lives more than most, you know, other than the smartphone to look at Facebook on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, 2.2 billion monthly active users as of January 2018.
Yeah. So this is ironic.
How many of those are Russian hackers is really the question.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, kind of going back to what we talked about last time, you know, how much of the internet's actually fake, you know, that.
We're coming to parity on that, where
we're going to come to the tipping point
where there's fake, more fake traffic than real human traffic. We're not that far away.
Exactly. So, yeah. But, you know, I guess if you think about the fact that there are people that eat food that is more than 50% fake ingredients. What the heck? You know,
I don't know. There's still atoms in that case.
Oh, I guess
there's the lowest common denominator. But
the argument is that there are certain things that you take into your body, and your body's like, I don't know exactly what that is, and I don't know exactly where to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And so here, I'm going to put it right next to your belt.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like trans fats.
Exactly. So
not like, in nature very much.
There's a reason why they say water and oil don't mix. That is unless you're in a food laboratory and they've found a way to make it happen.
Yeah, you homogenize them. Yeah, yes.
Exactly. So, but anyway, 15 years. I was just looking at a picture of, I don't know, there's just something about Mark Zuckerberg that, you know, it's kind of funny because I was one of the geeks that got beat up in high school, but there's this picture of him. I want to beat him up. You know? So I mean, where does that put him? You know, in the food chain. It's he's
except for you're
like,
now a grizzled veteran of technology at this point.
Yeah, he looks like good fodder to be beaten up by, you know, the pecking order of geeks. You know, but anyway, this is a smug picture of Zuckerberg and his co-founder Dustin Moskovitz having their photo taken at Harvard Yard. And so anyway, there's a lot of controversy about Facebook, and I was like, I've been seriously considering going off of Facebook, you know, just stopping. And the ironic thing is, though, that my first instinct was, well, I'm going to get on Facebook and put up a posting telling everybody that I'm giving up Facebook,
uh-huh.
You know, and then, well, then what do they call it? The catch 22.
Well, it was funny. One of my friends did that over the new year, and I saw a post that said, "Hey, I'm deleting my Facebook. Here's my, here's my Gmail."
Okay.
Which, you know, here's my Gmail email.
My Google Hangouts address, here's, right?
Right. Yeah. Which let's see, was it Google? What was Google Profile? I can't remember what it was called.
A Google Plus.
Google Plus, yeah, which is now defunct.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But it was just kind of funny. You go, well, I don't like Facebook, but I'm going to go with Google. So it's just kind of a funny axiom to me to say, well, I don't trust Facebook, but I trust Google when their modus of funding is the same. You know, it's advertisement space.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard to say. I've heard the argument made that that isn't really how they're making money.
They have other modes of making money, but
data is their product.
Right, which means you're the product.
Data is going the exact opposite direction of where we think it's going. I mean, we all think that, you know, we're like, you know, we log on to Facebook and we're like, you know, kind of have our guards up, you know, our consumer protection guard, you know, or whatever, you know, the BS detector or whatever. And, what we don't realize is that rather than being marketed products, we are the product, you know?
Right. In both cases.
Yeah.
To some extent.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, basically one of the thesis statements, of this article that I came across, this is an article, by Jacob Ward. You can find it on, NBCnews.com. And it's, you know, kind of inspired by Facebook's birthday today, 15th birthday. And, you know, one of his thesis statements is that, he kind of quotes another, you know, guy who is considered to be kind of a pioneer of what we call GUI development, graphical user interface development, a guy named Asa Raskin. And, the idea is that, you know, everybody's so concerned about having their personal information compromised, that these companies really don't care that much about your personal information. I mean, what are they going to do with your social security number? You know, seriously, at least staying above the law, you know,
right.
If they're not Russian hackers or whatever. So
yeah, well, they're trying to figure out what your drivers are. So it's like, oh, I saw an advertisement for toilet paper on the site. I clicked it and bought the toilet paper,
yeah,
or whatever it is. It's, you know, figuring out what types of, you know, what can they sell you? What can you be, how they can monetize the sale?
Yeah. You nailed it there. Basically the idea is that, the data about us, the things that they learn about us that's the really valuable thing. And, you know, this one little phrase, he says, what these companies are doing is building little models, little avatars, little voodoo dolls of you. Your doll sits in the cloud and they'll throw 100,000 videos at it to see what's effective to get you to stick around, or what ad with what messaging is uniquely good at getting you to do something or buy something for that matter. And, the one other little, you know, kind of side note about that, the individual who, that was Asa Raskin that said that. And, Asa Raskin is credited as being the, inventor or the programmer that, first constructed, a piece of code known as Infinite Scroll. And, he basically had a little bit of a existential crisis as a result. Once he considered, he was sitting down one day thinking about the number of implementations of Infinite Scroll. Infinite Scroll basically is what makes it so that when you get on Facebook, you never get to the bottom.
Yeah,
you get next page.
You get to the bottom, you get the little spinny, and then a few moments later, 10 more, 25 more items pop up.
Exactly. So, and for those of you who haven't been on the internet for a long time, Matt and I are here to tell you that it hasn't always been like that.
Yeah.
You used to get to the bottom. It's like, you know, we've all come across web pages that say, actually a Google search results.
Yeah. They have a footer.
Have a next button.
Yeah.
Or, you know, next page. Anyway, they used to all be like that. And before Infinite Scroll, But anyway, he estimates, Asa Raskin estimates, that Infinite Scroll at the very minimum wastes, get this, 200,000 human lifetimes per day. And then he says, that's why I chose a new life.
So how many years is that, like, you know, like 2 million man years of time?
So
somewhere in there.
I mean, what's the average lifespan these days? Well, is it like for 80, male, it's, 82 years old
for
or
male
something?
It's 76, 77.
Okay, we'll work from 82, because I saw a figure the other day that gave me a lot of hope, that basically told me that a lot of the people walking the earth right now with the developments that are coming around the corner, a lot of the people walking the earth right now are going to see 100 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so now whether or not we want to see 100 years, that is, by the way, 16,400,000 years of time. That is wasted
scrolling
on any given day by people on the internet scrolling. That's 16,400,000 years of time. Doesn't that just blow you?
That's a massive amount of time. You know, you think about like the Hoover Dam or the pyramids, and there a lot of those are less than that.
Yeah.
If we apply ourselves, it's a lot. It's a tremendous amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back that far in time, that's when trilobites were like the top of the food chain around here.
Would have been proto hominids.
Oh, you got me on that one. That's a multisyllabic word that I do not know the meaning of. I'm just kidding.
Pre-human.
Yeah.
So probably far enough back that you'd call that they'd be closer to the great apes than us.
Okay.
So they would have probably just been coming off of the great apes lineage.
Yeah. So another phrase that I heard used in, you know, when I heard this story on the radio today was that a lot of people, when they go on Facebook, they think that the advertiser are trying to sell them pants, for instance. They said, no, they are, the advertisers are selling your attention. They're basically your attention is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this whole, you know, this misuse, you know, anybody who's curious, you know, just kind of to see just how socially irresponsible Facebook has been. The number of, user accounts that have been, compromised, you know, the amount of personal user data, that has been, you know, kind of scattered willy-nilly across the internet landscape as a result. And, you know, to me, the lack of genuine contrition on the part of Facebook's management, you know, aka Mark Zuckerberg, the lack, and, you know, it's kind of interesting how, you know, have you ever heard that one of Mark Zuckerberg's mentors is like one of his biggest detractors? At this point, you know, and this guy like constantly takes to the news and like just does a takedown on Zuckerberg about how dangerous his product is. And so anyway, you know, it's I don't mean to be up on a soapbox, but, you know, I'd certainly be interested to know what our listeners have to say, any observations that they have about Facebook, ways that, you know, I can tell you this. This is my whole thing, is I don't try to change people's minds politically on Facebook. Every now and then I'll have a fun little observation about life. And those people who are building a little avatar of me, I don't know. I mean, I just can't imagine what the avatar looks like. But, you know, observations like, never buy a nonstick pan that has a sticker on it that says nonstick service. Okay.
Yeah. It's not working.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, who would do that? Who would buy? But
I guess it depends on how easily the sticker comes off.
You walk into Bed Bath & Beyond, the place is full of, you go into the kitchen department, it's a place is full of pans with stickers on them that say nonstick service.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how stupid are we as a society? So I'm just saying, you know, and things like, you know, those shades that you put in the front window of your car.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed that on the back of those shades, a lot of them, it says remove before driving?
Uh-huh.
You know how much better my life got when I started doing that? Life is dangerous with those things in there.
Yeah, I would imagine.
So anyway, 970-963-2976. You can call the Geeks and let us know how you are using Facebook today, or how Facebook is using you, or anything else that is interesting about your gadgets and your Googling.
I just use it to keep tabs on old friends I don't get to see often.
It's good for that, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't use it for much else than that. But, you know, see where people are and see a glimmer of what they're doing with their life and all that.
You know, on the other hand, it can be kind of mess with your head, because I found an old girlfriend from college that, you know, like, I've kind of owed her a bit of an apology, because I was like really, well, I probably still am full of myself, but I really was not very nice to her. And I found her on Facebook and I was like, woohoo, man, I can get this apology out of the way, you know? And so I wrote this really sweet, you know, Facebook Messenger letter. And she's never read it and never said anything back. And so I'm like, well, I guess I'm just going to have to call her. So I'm guessing that she doesn't use Facebook very much.
That's certain.
Yeah.
Well, you still put it out there. So that's all. Yeah. You've done your part of it.
Okay, good. I feel much better.
You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. Have about 10 more minutes here. 963-2976. Let's see here.
I'm going to swap out my chair, because I don't know if you noticed this, but this chair that I've been sitting in, it's been gradually lowering for the course of the last 5 minutes.
The hydraulic is
now, it's like the full low rider here.
So I was going to one of the websites I used to check my check if my accounts have been pwned, which is kind of leet for, you know, owned.
What kind of accounts are we talking about here?
Email accounts.
Okay.
So I'm looking at there's a new one this month. It's called Collection One. So it's 773 million records. So I haven't read into it too much, but, you know, that's almost a billion accounts. So it's just...
Okay, you know, I'm not exactly following you. So you go... What's the website called?
So the one I use is called Have I Been Pwned, pwned.com.
Okay.
Cool. You type in your email address and, you know, it says, hey, you know, it's like mine was in the LinkedIn breach and the Adobe breach a couple of years ago. So they said...
So you can basically find out if your email address is in any of those databases.
Right. They keep all the databases. They collect the databases. Mm-hmm. Currently they have 340 databases, just shy of 6.5 billion accounts. And then a whole bunch of other pieces of information.
So. Wow, I just got a pop-up that wants me to install a Google Chrome extension. Should I do it?
Nope. You may have gone to the wrong website then, if it asks you for for that. And it looks like they've partnered with 1Password.com. So
okay.
That's one of the major... what'd you call that? Password managers. Cloud password managers that's available.
Have I Been PWNED. Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Sorry. It's pretty bad when you misspell pwned.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll tell you, I've been having a lot of fun with that How Secure Is My Password site.
Uh-huh.
But it's also kind of funny. I mean, I've got this vision in, you know, in my mind that, you know, on the backside, there's some guy over there going, okay, he's got a new password.
Yeah. Oh, there's some good offline ones of those, or you can just kind of go to, if you look at the Wikipedia page for password strength, it has some really good, kind of, you give you an idea of elements of your password are good or bad.
Yeah. Well, so, it's actually owned by LastPass. So I'm sorry, it's Dashlane.
Dashlane, which is another password manager, which is kind of the way you have to go anymore. You know, with so many account passwords, I'm up to in the area of 1,200 account passwords.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I just have found the whole system of where I just sit there and I just look around the room and I go, okay, paper, stool, speaker. That's my new password, paper, stool, speaker. So,
well, that's almost as good as correct horse battery staple.
Do you know that if you enter correct horse battery staple, it comes back that it could be hacked in 15 seconds?
Right, because it's going to be in the list.
I know.
That's going to be in the list of common passwords, which you can actually download that and look at that if you would like. The first 10 million most popular passwords is available for download. Or you can do the first 1,000 if you're not.
Yep. So paper stool speaker is would take 898,000 years.
At how many guesses per second?
Yeah, it doesn't give me that statistic. It just says it would take a computer about 898,000 years to crack your password. So, and that's using a website called howsecureismypassword.net for all our listeners out there.
Make sure it says Dashlane and all those kinds of things.
howsecureismypassword.net, and you just plug it right in, and it just basically comes right up in real time and says this is how long it would take somebody to hack your computer. Hack your password. So if I put in Rover 123, that would take somebody 1 minute, or take a computer 1 minute.
Yes.
To hack that.
So it's probably like 10,000 tries per second or something like
using,
that.
I won't be using that one anymore.
No.
So got about 5 more minutes. 9632976. So, all right. I'm going to enter my password and see if I've been pwned.
No, your email address.
That's what I meant.
Yes. So. What else?
Is there an equivalent site where you can plug your password in and find out if it's been pwned?
I'm not sure. I would be real hesitant of that.
Uh-huh.
But basically, it would be pretty easy to do something that if they have the hashes available for the breaches, they could hash your... hash your password and then see if there's a hash match with any of the databases.
Yep. So did you say that do you show up as being pwned?
Yeah, for for LinkedIn and the Adobe one that happened a couple years, probably 5 years ago now.
Wow, man, I am fully pwned here. Adobe, the anti-public combo list. B2B USA businesses, that's a spam list. That's okay, actually. Dropbox, LinkedIn, MySpace, True Confessions, Net Prospects, Reverb Nation, and Tumblr. So what should I do if I've been pwned, Matt?
Well, so you should probably look at the date.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that you've changed your password since that date.
Okay. All right.
So it should tell you.
So far, so good. So far, so good. Yeah, I think I'm okay.
Yeah. So it looks like mine has been updated. I have 3 now. It's Apollo and LinkedIn and Turk Spam Botnet.
We got somebody calling in.
You're on with the geeks.
Got 3 minutes.
Hey, it's Craig and Rifle. I don't need 3 minutes just to tell you that at least one person is listening. And I'd love to hear your voices.
Thank you.
Thank you, Craig.
And that's it.
All right. Happy 15th birthday.
Not a Facebook person.
No?
I
figured you were the kind of guy that was just tearing up the airwaves on Facebook.
Absolutely not. In fact, we had an incident where someone gave us their password so we could look at something. And we did. And Facebook came up and said, hey, all these people on your email are on Facebook. Would you like to join? And we said, get out of our computer. And that was it.
Mm.
And that was probably 10 years ago.
Yep. Yep. Facebook loves to go into your address book and see if they can match you up.
And for that reason, they and other people like them are not welcome in our household.
Well, good for you. All right. Well, I hope you'll be here for me as I go through the withdrawals. So
it's easy, really. We survive without. But I thought it was really funny you talking about the smell of the solder, which I also know from buying walkie-talkies.
Uh-huh.
That you built from Radio Shack.
Oh,
way back, maybe before you were born.
Okay, all right.
But you ended up being one of the finest chefs I've ever met.
Oh.
And I certainly hope that those smells mean more to you than the smell of solder.
Yes, they definitely do. Thank you, though, very much. So, all right. Have a great one, Craig.
See you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, if you have a quick question, 963-2976, you're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK.
It's going to have to be quick.
Yeah. Getting down to the wire here.
It's like, how secure is my password? So,
well,
yeah, I'm expecting that the next show I'm going to probably be I'm going to have the shakes, probably.
Uh-huh. All right, so you're considering dropping Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously considering it.
Yeah. So, what are you going to use to communicate with your family? And it's Lou.
You know, I really don't use Facebook to communicate with my family. I'm going to have to develop a MailChimp list to communicate with people who are fans of my band, you know, because that, quite honestly, is really the main that's the main link that I feel I'm getting cut off from, you know, because it's awfully effective way to like post something and like 2 days later comes back and says, "Yoo-hoo, 1,800 people have seen that you're playing at such and such place," you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we'll see how MailChimp works for that, you know, instead.
All
so,
right.
Yeah. You know what that means.
Yep. You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer. From Roaring Fork Help Desk in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
Hey, thanks for running the board there, Matt.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. And we'll be back in 2 weeks on the 18th.
Woohoo.
President's Day.
All right. Well, I won't see any of you on Facebook.
Yeah, and you won't see him on Facebook.
In theory.
All right.
Have a great evening, everyone.
Have a great week.
Bye.